Oh Lordy.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Praise God. I'm going to tell you anticipation. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
All right, now, let me give you the word for today. Go back to verse number 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, I'm going to show you the glory of God in this verse right here. The word anoint means it is a sacred act of God to consecrate and to set apart for a particular purpose or office and furnishing that individual with the necessary authority and power to fulfill its administration. So God anointed, let me say, that's God the Father here we're talking about. The Father anointed Jesus, consecrated him, set him apart for that messianic office that he was standing in at that time. He anointed him with the Holy Ghost, and with power. So we see here the power of God right here, right? All right? The glory of God is manifested in the power of God. Isn't that right? God demonstrate his power. Now, that's the power of God. He says, who went about doing good. There go your goodness right there. There's your goodness. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. There's the presence. All three of them right there. You got the power, you got the presence, and you got the goodness. The word power means divine force, divine strength, supernatural ability, and divine power. Everything about the word dunamis is divine. It's the power of God. We're talking about God's strength, his supernatural ability. So Jesus was anointed by the Holy Ghost with divine strength, divine power, divine force. Amen? Divine ability. I mean supernatural ability. Each one of you have supernatural ability in you. If you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, you received it when you got baptized. You shall receive power. So God gave you the same anointing, put the same spirit upon you. You got the same Holy Ghost. Jesus got the power. He got the Holy Ghost. How many you got the Holy Ghost? How many you got the power? You better keep your hand up, because you can't have the Holy Ghost not have no power. How you gonna have the Holy Ghost don't have no power? They come together. He was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. Now, that word good, guess what it means? It means to do good. Boy, that's revelation, ain't it? He was doing good. What does that mean? He was doing good. That means he wasn't doing bad. He wasn't doing evil. He wasn't doing wicked. He was doing good to people. He was blessing people. He was healing people. He was anointing people. That word also means to bestow good. It means to dispense good to others. Now, when you have a soap dispenser, what does it do? Dispense means release to you, right? But you have to make a demand on it, don't it? You either got to put your hand under that, or you got to push a button. It's going to give you something. So when God is dispensing good to you, all you got to do is be positioned for it. And good just come out of him. Good just come all out.
Thank you, Lord.
Right there. The goodness. It's the goodness. He just poured out. It just rushes forth out of him. the goodness. It's good. It just come right out of Jesus. He can look at you and good come to you. Coming to you right now. You didn't do nothing. I'm going to tell you, he's good. He was dispensing good. Everywhere he went, good things happened. Jesus didn't have a bad trail behind him. The only bad left that Jesus left was people that was mad at him for doing good. People got mad at him for healing the sick. That religion don't want you well. That devil don't want you well. But everywhere Jesus went, he dispensed good to people. He poured it out on them. He just poured it out on them. He did it because he here. See, Jesus is here right now. He ordained this meeting. He ordained you to be here. Now it's up to you what you're going to take away. Praise God. He dispenses good. He dispenses peace. He dispenses strength. Who over here needs strength right now? Who feel weakness? You feel weakness? Take it. Strength. He dispenses it. He just give it. He already paid the price. I see somebody need comfort. Right here. She need comfort. Just giving it to you. All you can do is take it. He already paid the price. See, you ain't got to go in your wallet. You ain't got to pull your credit card out. Jesus already paid for it. It's free. Doing good. To do good, to bestow benefits. He forgives sins. He blesses with strength and peace. He meets people physical, their emotional, their spiritual needs. He loves. He teaches. He delivers from bondage. He breaks the power and the control of sin in people's life. I mean, any good you can think about, Jesus can do it. And he will do it. And he is doing it. When you're confident, you just have an inward knowing that it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Why stress when it's in the hands of the master? Why are you all stressed out when you done put it in his hand? He ain't slack concerning his promises. Healing. He was healing all. Everybody say healing all. All right, if we was in that meeting where he was that day, everybody in that get healed. Everybody get healed. Everybody that want to be healed. Healing all. Listen what other translations say. One says healing all who are under the tyranny of the devil. Devil been terrorizing you, just lording it over you. You been had some sickness lording it over you, some problem lording it over you. Yeah. You had anything in your life been taking your peace from you?
Yes.
Anything in your life made life hard and burdensome? Yeah. It don't matter what it is. Curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the devil. How many of y'all been harassed by the devil? Just harassed, a harassing spirit. Just trying to keep you under. The devil wants to try to, by force, just keep you under his thumb. He wants to rule with an iron fist because he has no mercy. Jesus was healing, curing all who were harassed, oppressed by the devil. He was healing all who were under the power of the devil. He was healing all who were oppressed, harassed, or under the power of the devil. That's what he did. This is how Peter summarized his ministry. God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about just dispensing good to people. Blessing people with what they needed to make their life better. He said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Be came giving life. He came undoing the works of the devil. And then we got the devil right there, but he's been outnumbered. You got the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. You got the anointing. You got the power. You got good. That's God being who he is. When God dispensed good, evil, and bad, got to get out the way. See, when you receive peace, everything ain't peace got to go. You receive joy, everything that's sad about you got to go. You can't be sad and happy. You can't have joy and sadness. You can't have peace and turmoil. You can't have health and sickness. One of them got to go. When God move in, something move out. When the anointing is present, whatever's not of God, the anointing destroys it. Praise God. Oppressed. Let's look at that word there. Let's get a picture of what oppression is. How the devil want to treat you. It means to exercise harsh control over one. To use one's power against another. That means the devil will use the power that he have against you. He ain't for you. It means to keep down or to rule over someone with burdensome or harshness by unjust exercise of authority. It means to crush or to burden by abuse of power and authority. See, the devil wants to abuse you. And one way he does it, he tries to do it through sickness, because sickness will mess with your whole being. Yes. Mess your mind up, have you thinking God don't love you. Yes. Sickness will mess with people in a mighty way. Your physical health is important to the Lord. He wants you to be strong and healthy. That's the reason he was healing all. I mean, when Jesus found sickness and disease, he attacked it. It means to suppress, to keep someone down using cruel or unjust power. The devil wants to keep you down. Now you say, well, how do you know if you're under oppression? What's the effects of it? These are some of the side effects. When the devil's trying to lord it over you, these are some of the side effects. It causes you to feel distressed, gloomy, despondent, weighed down, cast down, discouraged, saddened, fearful, disheartened, depressed, sorrowful, and the list goes on and on of bad stuff that you ain't supposed to be living with. You're supposed to be living with fullness of joy. You're a light. That Jesus said, you're the light of the world. That means you ain't supposed to be walking in that depression. You ain't supposed to be fearful and sad and like you ain't gonna make it, like you got no hope. Hopelessness is an effect of oppression. When a people are oppressed, they are downcast. They can't look up. They have no hope. They are weak, and they feel helpless. And Jesus came to remove all of that from your life. That when you trust in him, you receive his strength. You receive his peace. You receive his joy. You receive the victory that he died to give you. And that he lives to enforce.
Glory to God.
Glory to God in my heart.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We